It's 9 days since powerful earthquakes toppled tens of thousands of buildings in Turkey and Syria. The death toll in both countries stands at more than 41,000. That figure continues to rise every day. Now, Turkish authorities are racing to get aid to remote areas cut off from the quakes. Well, Sami Zeydan's joining us now from southern Turkey. He's in a helicopter with government officials as they distribute aid. Sami, tell us what's happening.
Now we're on a military helicopter. This is part of the Turkish military's air bridge operation that's going on to try and deliver aid to remote, isolated villages. And I can tell you, just by flying here, I'm going to ask you out to look out, to point the camera out the window. You can see how difficult this terrain is. Anyone in the world would struggle to get aid into some of these areas. We're going through mountains, they're covered in snow. It's a very difficult terrain to access, I imagine, even on a good day, let alone when an area like this and the size of this has been hit by an earthquake zone. Now, people have been out on Twitter a couple of days ago from areas around here saying we need help. And the Turkish military has mobilized all its resources to try and get help to these people. But frankly, the earthquake zone is the size of a country. The population is the size of a small country. It would be a struggle for anyone to get aid out here. And, this is the challenge. They're getting aid out to these areas. We're now on the way to Aşanlısırlı. And it's a very tense situation here. This is another village. Not exactly sure what the conditions are. We know these people have been hit by an earthquake. We know that a few days ago there was contact, at least, with people asking for help. And we've got a helicopter that's loaded up. I'm going to ask Joao now to try and give us a shot of what's inside this helicopter. Boxes of clothes. We've got boxes of soup. We've got some pasta here. And when you talk to the Turkish military, for them, this is more than just another military operation. They say these are... Sorry, we've got to... Just going over some bumpy mountains here. You know, this is more than just another military operation for them. They say these are our families, this is our people. We need to get aid to them. As you can imagine, there's a lot of anxiety and there's a lot of attention to getting this out as soon as possible. I think any moment we're about to land. Rob, are you good to continue with us?
Sami, absolutely. We'll stay with you now. For the moment. You go
we
ahead.
May actually be able to see. All right, so I think we're landing. It looks like on the top of a very steep mountain here. I can see a tractor. I don't see anybody on the tractor. If this is where you live normally, the thought that comes to my head, frankly, is God help you in normal conditions, let alone in an earthquake. Not Joao, are we able to show the sharp side of that mountain? I mean, how would you cross that? The sides of the mountains are like razors. There's a slight opening between the mountain. It's very, very difficult. There is a road snaking round here, but I imagine this is a very difficult area to access. All right, there's some cars down there, but again, we don't see any people. Everybody on this helicopter is hoping that people are in relatively, of course, we know they've been hit by an earthquake, but we're hoping people are still in a relatively good condition here. Now the pilot has told us that as soon as we land, not to get in the way of them delivering the aid. So we're going to stay where we are and let the military do what they need to do, because obviously the priority is to try and save lives right now. Just to give you an idea of what authorities talk about, they're saying that millions, literally millions of people have been impacted by this earthquake. The area that's impacted by the earthquake is vast. If you just get out your map, we're not talking about a small geographical location. All right, we're on the ground now, Rob. We're on the ground now. The military are taking the boxes, but we're looking for the people. Where, what happened to the villages? What happened to the people living here? In the last village where we were, the last village where we just were, we did see people, villagers came up to get the aid. I'm not sure. Okay, here we are. People have made it up. They're shaking hands with the military. They're taking the boxes of aid. Sadly, I don't think it's a good idea for us to try and get out and talk to them, although we obviously would love to as journalists. We want to talk to these people. We want to ask them what they've experienced, what they're going through. Do they have people still trapped under rubble? Do they need heavy machinery? These are all the questions that obviously are going through our mind. Do they need medical assistance? But I'm not sure we're going to get that opportunity. And the last thing we want to do is to get in the way of this aid operation. Okay, more people are making it to the helicopter. I see children now. I see kids running towards us. So many children have been caught up in this earthquake, in this disaster. It's really heartbreaking to see the kids. Last night we walked out to an area where people were camped out in the street with the kids. And I spoke with some ladies sitting with their kids and I asked them, why are you out here? They said, we're afraid. We're afraid of this earthquake. We don't know where to go. And the kids have been out for 9 days, they said. And they were trying to cheer them up. So one of the adults dressed up as a clown and was trying to entertain the children. That's the sort of different levels of tragedy that is going on here. The need for food, the need for clothing, obviously a priority, but the psychological damage that's being done to people, the psychological impact on the children, all of this, it's just a crisis within a crisis within a crisis. And as deep as you look, as deep as it goes. Okay, the helicopter's emptying out now. I think we've got most of the aid out. People still making their way towards us. It looks like the children may be having a little bit of fun with some of the air generated by our rotor blades. And you know what? That's a good thing. We see kids smiling in this situation. Perhaps not fully aware of the tragedy that surrounds us. That's also a very welcome relief and sign. Just going to try and help them myself and see if we can give a hop. We're done with the aid here. The aid is out. They're shaking hands with the soldiers. They seem quite grateful for the aid that's being delivered. Oh my goodness. This is really an emotionally hard moment because I want to get out and talk to those people. I see what looks like a grandfather and so many young children. But we have to go. We have to go. It's heartbreaking to look down and see these kids as we fly off waving at us and to think, what situation are they going to? I was going to say, what situation do they go home to? But I'm not sure how much of a home they have left. All right, there's our cameraman about to fall over. Sorry about the shots may not be as stable as we'd like them to be right now. Right, we're flying in the air. We've obviously taken off. And the mountainous terrain is a bit difficult, to say the least. All right, sorry, I was just looking out the window to see if we're going to hit into something. Okay. You know, obviously this is very difficult, a very difficult reporting situation, but it's nothing compared, I imagine to what it's like for the people down there. This pales in comparison. I think we're now reaching. Okay, we've finished with this delivery. We'll come back to you later. I'm going to hand you back to Robin Doha. We'll come back to you guys later on the next one.
Sammy, thank you very much indeed. And thanks also to Zhao, your cameraman there, who was doing all the work. We saw Sami Zeidan and Joao on that helicopter forming part of the Turkey military air bridge, which is delivering aid to some of the local villages. Well, the scale of the damage from the quake is now becoming clearer. The Turkish government says 40% of buildings in Kahramanmaraş have been damaged. In Antakya, half the structures will be demolished because they're considered unfit. 50% of buildings in Hatay were damaged. The ministry says it expects to rebuild the affected areas within a year.